on, somebody. Raise your spirits. Raise your faith. It's not over. And if you're not dead, God's not done. Come on, church. Come on, church. This is supposed to be a happy place. Place full of faith, place full of love, place full of hope. A place in which we place our faith and trust in Christ, knowing that He's in control, knowing that He's on the throne. The Bible says when your house is built on Christ, the wind will come, the storms will come. But when your house is built on a foundation of Christ, the house is not going to fall. How many know that? How many know that? You may be seated. Thank you so much for worshiping with us and being here today. Thank you so much for joining us in person. Can you adjust my mic a little bit? Thank you for joining us in person. And I want to welcome everybody joining us online. Can we welcome everybody online? Thank you for joining us. Welcome to our party. Welcome to church. So excited to be here. So great to be with you today. I want to preach, but I don't, but I guess I have to. I just love being in the moment. I just love being in this moment, the moment in which we connect with God and God connects with us. If you're a first-time friend, I'm just so happy that you're here. Glad you took a chance to visit us and be here. So far, your week is starting off in the right direction. How many know that? Like, so far, you made a good decision. You made a good decision. All right. Really excited to wrap up this sermon series called Honor's Reward. I hope that it's been a blessing to you. If you're just joining in, go online, watch the sermons, because I believe that as God laid this sermon or this series on my heart at the beginning of the year, I knew it would be life-changing. I knew that it's going to change the trajectory of your future. I know that this topic will change everything about what you're facing, what you're going through. It has the potential to change your marriage. It has the potential to change your family. It has the potential to change your work environment. It has the potential to change your life. Because I truly believe that God is a rewarder. How many believe that? God is a rewarder. God is a rewarder. God wants to reward His children. God wants to bless His children. God wants you to walk in the flow of favor and His goodness and His grace. I really believe that. And if we are going to walk in that blessing and receive reward, then we've got to learn the principle of honor. We just don't learn it. We're going to practice it. Okay? Practice it. So today's sermon four, the last sermon, you can watch them online, listen to them on our podcast, and catch up with us. But today I want to talk to you about, you guys ready? You guys ready? Okay, I want to talk to you about recovering your password. Recovering your password. Don't you hate losing your password? I was just trying to watch on Facebook Live upstairs in my office before I came down, and it locked me out of Facebook Live because I had too many password attempts. Don't you hate that? Like, I couldn't remember. I went through every single password to watch Facebook Live on my television. You have a Facebook Live, and it locked me out. I hate when accounts lock me out. How about you? I hate when I forget my password thinking I know what it is, and then I have to wait 1 hour for me to reset my password. I hate that. I also hate when I go to the coffee line and I use my app knowing that there's a free reward. How many know what I'm talking about? Like, you use your D&D app, your Starbucks app, you earn stars, and you know I'm getting a free coffee today. And then for some reason, the app decides to reset itself, and then you got to put in the password. And I can't tell you how many times I pull up to the lady, and I couldn't remember what the password was. Or I had to reset the password. Or I use my Safari keychain, and I have like 5 accounts with different usernames and passwords, and none of them are working. And I hate when that happens. I hate when I lose my password. How about you? Everything these days are governed by a password. But you know who hates passwords the most? My man right here. Anybody know who this dude is? I forgot his name. What's his name? Stefan? His name is Stefan. I know his first name is Stefan. My man right here. You know what? He hates passwords. You know why? Check this out. In 2011, he's a CEO, and he works with digital commerce. And in 2011, he created a video, okay, introducing the world to what Bitcoin was and explaining what digital currency was in 2011. And for his work, he was given 7,200 Bitcoins. So he put those Bitcoins in a digital wallet and saved the password in three places. Two of them are gone. Two places are gone. The last place he has is a drive that is a military-grade hard drive or zip drive in which you only get 10 attempts. After the 10th attempt, it wipes itself out. Okay? The dude cannot remember his password for his 7,200 Bitcoins, which back in 2011 were worth a few dollars. But today, do you know how much 7,200 Bitcoins are worth? $420 million. The guy has $420 million locked up in his wallet, and he cannot access the money because he can't remember the password. Isn't that nuts? He has two more attempts. After the last two, it's done. It's over. How would you feel if you had $420 million locked up in an account that belonged to you and you didn't have the password? Well, it's the same when it comes to honor, church. God has divine rewards in heaven, locked up in heaven, that he wants to release over your life, but a lot of you just forgot the password. You forgot what unlocks the divine reward. And so many of you are living in having a normal life because you haven't gained access to God's divine rewards over your life. But today, God wants to remind you of what the lost password is. And today, I want to remind you that honor is the lost password that unlocks divine rewards from heaven. And I don't know about you, but I want to walk in the flavor of favor. I want to walk in the blessing of God. I want to walk in the goodness of God, and I want to receive rewards, not just in this life, but in the life to come. How many know that? Because we will all stand before the judgment seat of Christ, and we will all give an account for our lives, and we will all give an account of what we did for God in this life. And on the judgment seat of Christ, there's going to be loss and there's going to be reward. I don't want to stand before God and experience loss. I want to stand before God and experience reward. I want to experience reward not in this life, but I want to experience reward in the life to come. You see, I'm working and I'm storing up treasures in heaven, church. I'm storing up my treasures in heaven. What I do is not for man, what I do is for God. And everything I do for God will be rewarded. How many know that one day you will be rewarded? You may be rewarded in this life, but let me tell you, you will be rewarded in the next. There's not one act of goodness that will go unseen. There's not one thing you do for God that will not be rewarded. God is a rewarder, church. And when we learn to honor, the honor principle, I really believe honor unlocks the blessing of God. Honor unlocks the miracles of God. Honor unlocks the work of God. We read in the New Testament, Jesus couldn't do miracles in his hometown because of dishonor. It's not that he would not, it's that he could not. And I wonder how many of us are struggling, and maybe, just maybe, it's because we are living a life of dishonor. And God doesn't bless dishonor. God blesses honor. The currency of heaven is honor. The language of heaven is honor. The kingdom of God operates with honor. It is a kingdom with a real king. Okay, it's not like these fake kings and it's a real king. He's a real king, and he's sitting on a real throne, and his kingdom operates in honor, with honor. God wants to be honored, and the way we honor God is by honoring others. How many know that? If you're just joining us today, I wanted to recap this real quick. What is honor? Honor is simply to value, to see as weighty, precious, valuable, appreciate, esteem, favorably regard, and respect. You know, and during the times, the Greek men and women that would read this, they would see the word honor, and they would think of position. In other words, if you have a beautiful diamond ring, you wouldn't just throw it in the drawer. You would put it in a position of honor. You would put it in a position in which there was honor, because there was value and weight to that particular diamond or that stone. And that's what honor is. It is valuing something or someone. It's seeing them as precious. It's seeing them as valuable. It's appreciating people. It's favorably regarding others. And here's the honor principle. If you missed it these past few weeks, honor, God, honor principle is God, what church? Honors honor. And I've seen this in my life. I've seen it through the years. And this is what God told me. He says, you've seen it, you've experienced it, now I want you to teach it to your people. Because if they can grasp this principle, I know without a doubt, you will walk in the divine rewards of heaven. Y'all still with me? Y'all still tracking with me? Yes? Let me explain. In 2004, I read a book called Your Best Life Now by Joel Osteen. I was a young pastor. I'm still kind of young, right? I'm still kind of young. In 2004, I read this book, and it touched my heart. It's the first book he ever wrote. And you know what I did? I decided to write him a letter. And in 2004, I just got my computer and I typed this letter to Joel Osteen. I said, Pastor Joel, I am so blessed to have read your book. And you have been such an encouragement and inspiration to me. I thank God for you. I'm praying for you. And I want to leave you with this verse, just to summarize the letter. And I blessed him, I encouraged him, and I left the verse to just encourage him during that time in 2004. Never in a million years would I ever realize that one day I would actually meet Joel Osteen. 8 years later, in 2012, my good friend, Pastor Buddy Kermin, says, hey, Joe, Joel Osteen's coming to Albany, and I want you to be a part of it. And I'm like, great, that's awesome. He goes, no, I don't want you just to be in the audience. I want you to help us bring Joel Osteen to Albany. And I said, I'm in. And in 2012, I got a chance to meet Joel and Victoria. Let me tell you, they are the most genuine, kind, loving, encouraging pastors that I've ever met. And they encouraged us, and they blessed us, and here we are. We're going way back now, right? 2012, 9 years ago. Here we are. Look how good I had no glasses, no beard, no gray. But what a moment that was, and that we were meeting him at a hotel in 2012. And the following day, at the Times Union Center, he invited me with a few select pastors to declare hope in front of thousands of people at Times Union Center in Albany. And here's a picture of the very first time I spoke. Look at that guy. Who is that guy? These are all my good friends now, back there. Well, I haven't seen him in a while, but. And there I am in 2012 with a mic on my hand, declaring hope and just declaring God's favor and goodness in Albany. But it didn't stop there. I was invited to participate two times at the Barclay Center. There was two occasions. I went to the Barclay Center. I was declaring hope in front of tens of thousands of people at the Barclay Center. But one of the greatest opportunities was when we went to Yankee Stadium in 2014. And I got up on the stage in front of 35,000 people live streamed around the world. And I was able to declare over New York and New York State that revival was coming, that God's favor and goodness is coming, and that the best is yet to come. I don't remember. I was so nervous, but I knew I was praying for revival. That God bring revival to New York, bring revival to New York City. I truly believe that all of this happened because I took a moment to honor Pastor Joel. I truly believe that. And how many know that God honors honor? Honor will open doors for you that you never imagined would open. Honor will put you in rooms where you never imagined you would be. Honor will put you in places that you never thought you would ever be in your life. God honors honor. And from that moment, God has blessed my life. God has poured his favor and goodness on my life. And you know what? God just didn't bless me. God blessed this church because hundreds of people came because our church was listed on the Joel Osteen website. Hundreds of people have come to this church because they were looking for a church. And they came to this church because they watched Joel on TV and they were looking for a Bible-based church and they found Transformation Church and they came to our church. And many of you watching online are here and watching because you just watched Joel and Joel said, go to church. And you know, that's Joel's mission. Joel's mission is simply this, to cast the net to reach people and send them to the hundreds and thousands of churches all across the United States. I'm so blessed to know Joel Osteen personally. And you know what? He's blessed to know us. So next week, check this out. We're starting a brand new sermon series called You Are Stronger Than You Think You Are, right? You're stronger than you think. Next week. And you know what Joel's done for us? He's given us 50 copies. Gifted to our church 50 copies. And then he provided these books at cost for us to purchase. We've purchased a couple hundred books or more than that. So that next Sunday, everybody that walks through these doors will get a free book. We'll get Joel's book for free. Favor. Goodness, grace. How did all this start? Pastor Joel, I'm so honored to know you. I'm so honored to read your book, and I just thank God for you. And I just want to let you know that I'm praying for you. And I want to leave you with this scripture. God honors honor. And my wife and I have been so blessed to know pastors all across this nation through the Champions Network that we're part of now. We have seen firsthand how God has used our lives to touch many people's life because of honor. I wonder if you're missing the divine reward because you just lost your password. But I'm here today to tell you it's time to recover honor. It's time to recover honor in our lives. It's time to recover honor in our church. It's time to recover honor in your household. It's time to recover honor in your family. It's time to learn and practice the principle of honor because there, God commands his blessing. By the way, we're going to give everyone 5 invite cards on the way out. Okay? On the way out, we want you to invite 5 people to come next Sunday and say, our pastor is going to give you a free book because we honor you, because we want to honor you with a free book. So please grab those on the way out. Today's verse is one verse. I'm going to talk about a few verses, but I don't have a lot of time left, but I'm going to do one scripture and try to go through it pretty fast. And here's the verse. You guys ready? This verse has wrecked me. This past week, I said, I got to preach this. This is from the Amplified, 1 Timothy 2:17. What does it say, church? Everyone, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the emperor. Here we receive the passwords that will unlock divine rewards in our lives. What's the first one? The first one is, I hit too many. The first one is honor everyone. Honor everyone. That means if you're going to honor everyone, that means you have to look at people the way God sees them. Every single person that's ever been conceived in their mother's womb is fearfully and wonderfully made. Every person created on this planet by God is a gift from God. They are created by our Creator, and they have been given gifts and talents and abilities. Regardless of what they look like, regardless of their differing views, regardless of their different ethnicities, regarding of where they live in the planet, everyone's a child of God. And everyone's invited to receive forgiveness of their sins and inherit eternal life. There are no parties in heaven, political parties. There are no neighborhoods in heaven. There are no islands in heaven. There are no countries in heaven. It's only one kingdom with one king, and we are all citizens of that kingdom. You know what God calls us to do? He calls us to persistently and habitually honor every single person we come in contact with. God has called us to be a church of honor. He's called us to be a people of honor. He's called us to exemplify the kingdom here on earth. That means when we see people that we think we don't like, or we see people who are different than us, or see people who vote differently than us, that we still honor them, we still respect them, we still value them, we still see them as children, sons and daughters of the Most High God. You see, if you really believe this principle, then this principle will affect how you treat people, how you speak to people, and how you see people. How what, church? How we treat, speak, and see. And I hate to tell you this, we don't live in a culture of honor. We live in a culture of dishonor, when it's okay to tell people off. It's okay to flip the bird. It's okay to put up a scene because they don't make your coffee the right way. It's okay, it's okay, and I'm gonna tell you today that it's okay, that's not okay. It's not okay, because it might be okay for the world, but it's not okay for God's kingdom. As children of God, we are called to treat people with respect, to speak to people with respect. And when we see people, see them the way God sees them. That means we say hello, good morning. That means we look at people in the eyes. It's a great to see you. Good morning. Means when the mailman comes, we say, thank you so much for delivering my mail. That means when we go to Walmart and we have to wait a long line, we just recognize that that's a rich person problem, that we have a lot of rich people problems. It's, you know, 98% of the people in the world wish they had a Walmart to go to. Ooh, we getting quiet? Right? So, you know, rich people problem, right? You know? My internet went down. Oh, get on the phone. What's wrong with you people? No, that what we need to learn is how to treat people, speak to people, see people. And I know what you're thinking. That's easy for you, Pastor. And I'm here to tell you, no, it's not. That ain't easy for me. Because I'm from New York too, yo. It's in us. It's just in me. Y'all cut me off? What? No, did you just talk to me with disrespect? Oh, no, you didn't. I want to see your manager. Right? Think about it. New Yorkers, we're strong. We're fighters. We're serious. We say what we think, and we think what we say. How many know that, right? This is how it is. That's the way. I used to live in New England. They ain't like that. I didn't realize there's different cultures in different states. In New England, I lived there for 10 years, and people like smile, oh, how are you? But they talk about you behind their back. They don't tell you what they think, but they tell you what they think to other people. They're kind of fake in the front. I don't mean to say anything bad. It's just how the culturally here, we'll talk about you behind your back and in front of you. Come on, somebody, right? We'll just talk. But God says, it don't matter where you come from. It doesn't matter what your culture is. It doesn't matter what your ethnicity is. It doesn't matter what your background is. We've got to honor people, treat people with respect, speak to people with respect, and see people. Great example is the Good Samaritan. I don't have time for the whole story, but in the New Testament, Jesus tells a story of a man who was walking from Jerusalem to Jericho, I think it was. I don't know if it's the flip side. I think Jerusalem to Jericho. And There was this man who was beaten and robbed and left in the street, and a priest goes to him and walks on the other side, and a Levite crosses his path and goes to the other side. Those were two religious leaders, but then there was a good Samaritan who sees him. It's really powerful. What's interesting is that the Samaritan was a different culture than the person that was beaten. The Samaritans and Jews did not associate. They were different ethnicities. They were different types of people. They hated each other. They disliked each other. Not kosher for a Jewish person to speak to a Samaritan. So you can imagine what's going into this Samaritan's heart when he sees this Jewish person who's beaten and robbed. You know, for most people, they would look at him and say, good for him, probably deserved it. But not this Samaritan's person. He practiced honor. And when he saw him, this is what he did to him. He bandaged him, his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. Notice, costly. Like, he poured oil and wine, very expensive. He bandaged him, poured oil and wine. Then he put on the man his own donkey, brought him to an inn and took care of him. Is that incredible? See, do you see the principle of honor? And then the next day he took out 2 denarii, which is about $200, and he gave it to the innkeeper. He said, look after him, and when you return, I'll reimburse you for any extra expenses you have. That's honor. He honored him. He valued him. He saw him as a child of God. He went the extra mile. And what I believe in these last days, what we're going to be seeing are people rising up that know how to honor everyone. And God wants us to see value in everyone, because everyone is a child of God. And this next point, God tells us we're to show love and respect towards everyone, because honor is not for them, honor's for us. Did you get that? Honor's for you. God rewards you when you honor. We honor with our words. It's an honor. You know, when your employer speaks to you and you speak to them, speak with respect. We speak with them with honor. They might be not a great boss, but maybe God wants to teach you something in that situation. We use our words. It is an honor to serve. It is an honor to work here. It is an honor. It's a privilege. I'm so blessed. I'm just so blessed. I value my boss. I value my colleagues. I value those that I lead, perhaps in my department, wherever I might be. We speak honor in the church. We look at everyone that walks through these doors as gifts from God, the first-time gifts or gifts from God, and we speak with honor. We treat people with respect. We see them the way God sees them. Right? Honor is in the words, but also in the mind and in the heart. You can speak honor, but your heart can be dishonoring. And that's the part where you need God to do some inner work, and you say, God, change my heart. Help me to honor from my heart. Because true honor from your heart is what God is looking for. God rewards that type of honor. Honor is in my language now. Honor is something my wife and I practice regularly. We practice in this church. We honor our staff. We honor our Transformers, they're volunteers. We honor up and around. There's pastors coming from our section of churches. We have 32 churches that are part of our section. And we told them that you're pastors and we're going to honor you. There's no charge for the dinner. So TC, we are paying for pastors and their spouses to come to this church next Monday night for a full-fledged dinner. We have our church cooking an amazing meal. And we have the decor. It is going to be an amazing night. Our worship team is going to lead them in worship. And we're going to bless and honor pastors. Why? Because God honors honor. And that's what we do here at TC. But honor has to begin not in this house. Honor has to begin in your house. Which you honor your spouse and you honor your kids and you teach your kids. What's the scripture say about parenting? Honor your father and mother. Right? Honor father, your mother. I don't let my parents pay for anything anymore. I used to. I do my best. They get mad, but I'm doing my best to pay for their dinner. Pay for their meal wherever I go. Why? Because I want the blessing. I want to honor my parents. It's just honor. God will honor you for honoring others. I got to go quick. Ready? Love the brotherhood. I love this one. Honor everyone. Second password, love the brotherhood. Right? The brotherhood. That means the family of God. There needs to be a special love for God's house, for God's children. Do you know that? For this house, for God's house, there has to be a special love for one another in this house. Look at what the scripture says. Be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves, right? What does it say? Honor one another what? Above yourself. Now, if you want to go deeper, a deeper translation, you guys with me on this? You guys want to see this? Look what it says. It says, outdo one another in showing honor. Outdo one another. What would happen in your home and your marriage if you outdid one another with honor? It would look weird, right? Because honor is not normal in this culture. But it says outdo one another with honor. So how do we love one another? I'm going to go really quick. Number one, we pray. Pray for one another. Take pictures fast. Number two, we gather together. That's how we show love. We show up. This is a dinner table, and we all come to eat together with our family. This is our tribe. This is our family. This is our these are our peeps, right? And we come and we honor each other. You know, what would happen if you were invited to a dinner, you just didn't show up? You didn't call, you didn't attend, you didn't do anything. How would you feel if you sent out invitations and people ignored your invitation? Well, God is inviting us. Come, sit at the table. Gather. Be in community with others. Small groups, transform groups. Right? Be together. Serve together. Ooh, I hit it twice, sorry. Serve. Serve together. Serve. Love. Honor. What about this one? Forgive. And lastly, give. Give. Do you know when you give your tithe and offering, whether you're here or not, you are honoring your brothers and sisters? You are creating a place of worship for this community? You are honoring first-time guests? Look what the Lord, look what the scripture says. Honor the Lord with your wealth, with the first fruits of all your crops. Then your barns will be reward. Come on, church. Honor the Lord with your what, church? Honor is the key to unlocking the divine reward. And some of you are living and walking in poverty because you're holding on to what you have. And I came to tell you today, if you hold on to what you have, that's all you will ever have. But if you learn to release the seed, the finances, the wealth, and bring it into the storehouse, the scripture says, would I not unlock the rewards from heaven and pour out so many blessings that you will not be able to contain it? I wish y'all were hearing me today. Honor the Lord with your wealth. Can I just love you and tell you, stop hoarding. Stop hoarding. You ever seen that show Hoarders? By the way, if you ever feel your house is dirty, just watch Hoarders. Like, you're like, oh my gosh, my house, honey, our house is amazing. Like, forget, let's leave those dishes there. This is nice. Like, really? But you know, we can have this is what culture is doing. They're putting fear in us that everything is going to run out. We're going to run out of everything. We're going to run out of everything. We're going to run out of air. That's the next one. Air is about to run out. Right? Air is not going to run out. We're going to be okay. Why? God is our source. And if we got this far, we're going to be all right. How many know we're going to be okay? So we got to practice. Honor the Lord with you, with the first fruits of all your crops. Then your barns will be filled. That doesn't make sense. How do you have filled barns when you give? It's just the honor principle. God honors honor. And he says, and your vats will brim over with new wine. New wine being the Holy Spirit. God will pour a new spirit in you. Shoot, I'm out of time. Last, fear God. And lastly, I don't have time for that one. Honor the emperor. Can I just take the last minute to talk to you about this one? It's not okay to be disrespectful to those that are in authority over us. It's not okay. I'm just going to tell you. I can feel the tension in the room, don't you? Because I feel it. I feel the tension because I know that a lot of us disagree with those in authority over us. It's okay to disagree, though. How many know that? It's okay to not agree, especially when those in authority over us make decisions against our biblical values. It's okay to disagree to that. It's okay to protest peacefully and say, I disagree with that. But it's not okay to disrespect the person or the office. It's just not. It's okay to state your opinion. It's okay that you state disagree. It's okay, right? Do you know that? It's okay. You may vote blue. You may vote red. You may vote green. You may vote purple. It doesn't matter. But all I know, these past 10 to 20 years, I have seen a disrespect for government leaders that is worsening. You know what eventually happens? The disrespect flows into the classrooms. It flows onto the soccer fields. It flows into the football fields. It flows into baseball, and then eventually flows into the church, and we're living in a spirit of dishonor. And God said, enough. It's time to restore honor in my house. It's time to restore honor. Now check this out. You say, Pastor, I disagree with everything about this president. And maybe you agree with this president, or maybe disagree with the former president or the other president. There's always going to be disagreement with a president, right? I disagree. And if I don't chew him up and tear him down, then who's going to do it? God? Check this out. God gives authority. Follow me now. Zoom in. God gives authority. And those in authority will have to give an account. They will. Our governor, our mayor, our president, both past, present, and future, pastor, I have to give an account for how I handled my authority. How many know that's, then you know what? That's good. I'm good. You're not a judge. You're not God. We're not God. We're not a judge. Let God handle it. Let God take care of it. What's our job? Honor. What does that mean? Respect. Respect. I'm going to respectfully disagree. That's a great statement. You know what? I respectfully disagree, and that's okay. I'm not going to get emotionally charged. I'm not going to use my social media account to fire off bombs that disrespect those in authority. Why? Because I want to walk in the blessing of God. How about you? Is that enough for that? Authority established by God. Is that it? We got through it. Yeah? Honor. It's time to recover honor. It's time to live in honor. I leave you with this. Some of you have to hit the reset button in your life. I need to reset my password. I need to reset it from dishonor to honor. How many hear me on that, right? I'm going to reset it.